talking about, of course, is what we have to do. We got to keep this thing going, and it's very easy to do. I mean, actually, fortunately, we have had already divested Bob at his request of such things, you know, the scheduling and all that sort of stuff. So coal and the domestic market. But in your case, the critical thing is that in this whole area of personnel and, you know, the agony and the fight and so forth, you got to be the man. And you should be anyway. That's what the doggone office is for.
It's a key part of what is really...
That's why we set it up.
Yeah.
objectives that exist within a time, probably only 25 will be of personal interest to you. We intend to follow the other 75 in your name to make sure that that which every agency sets out to do is pursued with competence, with diligence, and is against some specified goal or objective so that we don't, so that we can get the work done in that much.
One major problem we have that we should know is the continuing battle between Rogers and Kinsinger. No solution to them, then, but Rogers must not leave now. I told him that he has to stay. He has to stay. And Henry, God damn him, has got to get along with him.
You know, and they've got I've got a little discussion.
We can work on that over here. I would like to do talk to Henry, say, not Henry, but Henry, because they have. Say you're reflecting here on the Rogers leaves now. He'll say, well, we've got to get control of the bureaucracy leaves. But say, Henry, you work with Rogers. And you tell him when
I will. I'll do that exactly that way. There is a sensitivity going both ways. There's a degree of paranoia in the State Department because they see.
Well, that, and I will tell you, Henry does get out in front too much.
Sure. Well, I picked up the first discussions with Bill Rogers and some of his people on the State Department management with him. There was an immediate defensiveness as if we were on the attack. And what we had to assure them, look, we're not here on the attack. Our job is to help you be a better manager of your own department now. What together can we help?
Can we ask your opinion? I need to know you. Also have common effect. Or is the degree too strong medicine?
I would think this is a particular time. There may be a later time where it would be more fitting.
I know how close you are to us.
He's got a great competence, and he has a particular kind of competence that brings in a mix of good political style and judgment along with substantive competence. And the two are a good balance. But is this the time?
Sure.
And the question is,
I agree.
What the defense isn't the place for him.
No, and people think sometimes you do the whole job.
Yes, after you decided exactly how you wanted to find it or read it by
him. You brought him in, he'd be a.
He'd be a hell of a job, and it's a very unusual job.
Very.
I believe that you probably don't want somebody, there that wants to himself get involved in the
so strong the
operation.
Right.
He's got to be, in a sense, sterile.
Got to be my man.
He's got to be your man and making sure the process works well. His emphasis is the process, allowing the many others to deal with the substance that goes through that process. On the other hand, he's got to have no aspiration of his own. I think one of the great advantages of Bob Haldeman there is that he was working solely for you. He was not working for anything of himself at any time.
Right.
Anybody else in that job has to have that same attribute, that same qualification.
I've got to use the vice president more. He needs it for his own morale and so forth and so on. So I'm going to invite him to the quadrilateral. Good, and make him vice chairman of the, I'm the chairman of the Soviet of the Domestic Council, make him vice chairman, so he's got somebody to preside over that then, but I think that's a good idea.
I think that's very good. We could all miss the role that both Bob and John and Sharon have been performing. There's no question about it. They did it in a selfless way, and in many cases people didn't know what really they did do. We missed. We're going to have to fill around it. We're going to have to fill around it in a way that doesn't preclude whatever options that you see that you should be down the road here as you see how things go. We have to make sure nothing falls between the lines. The main one we can do it. We terribly cooperate among ourselves. As between Schultz, Kissinger, myself.
That's Paul. Right. The big man. Right. And that's what Jesus Christ has given that little sermon. Kick Henry in the butt, whenever he gets a little out of the economics, you know, all moving around.
show something pretty much of life on that. We're kind of free enterprisers, and it's all of them. So that's the way the world works. The way it succeeded. We're not going to succeed, but...
And we'll live this.
Our inspiration.
We're going to do it.
We're going to join in
with the advice thing we're going to try to emphasize.